Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom B. Stone. Welcome to Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host. Remember, you can join us here every week on Wednesday at 3 p.m. You can give us a call if you want to join the conversation at 563-999-3754. Or you can hit us up in the chat room and join our conversation there. And I will take your questions and concerns and comments there as well. Whew. My debut show, I'd like to get started by saying, I have a lot to unpack today because for the last few weeks that I've had to sit on, the first order of business I'd like to talk about is the State of the Union Address, or as I'd like to call it, the State of Delusion Address. I'd like to ask anybody out there that may be listening or just ask a question in general. Does anything this low information, low IQ, incontinent old man ever say is the truth? Anything? He can't even fake being honest. Absolutely ridiculous. And then he premises everything that he says as the most ridiculous things that come out of his mouth. He just, not a joke. Well, I got news, Biden. You're a fucking joke. Okay? You get up there and you're the most divisive, angry, poor excuse for a human being. That's really all I can describe you as. Let's recap, shall we, your last 2 years as a resident of the United States. Hey, Joe, remember when gas was $2 a gallon before you took office? What'd you do? The first thing you did when you got into office is you stopped the Keystone Pipeline construction. Therefore, jacking the price of gas up to almost $5 a gallon within a few months. Months it took. Leaving us to rely on foreign oil and our nuclear-powered enemies jacking the price of oil per barrel to basically bankrupt the American people. Well, hey, Joe, remember when you told everybody get vaccinated or lose your jobs? You made it a mandate, which is against the law, by the way, and you got sued and lost. Or should I say the federal government got sued and lost because you used your presidential power to try and bankrupt the American people as if we weren't already bankrupt already. You just made it worse. But you're the party of tolerance, right? Hey, Joe, remember when you sat up there on stage with Donald Trump and said Antifa is merely an idea? Did you see anybody from Antifa shooting at cops and causing a ruckus and rioting in the street, setting things on fire? I guess that's an idea in your head. For the people who own businesses in that area that got pillaged and broken into and robbed, that's not an idea to them. It's an idea to you because guess what? You don't care. As the President of the United States, your job is to care about the American people. You absolutely do not. Excuse for a human being, poor excuse for a president. There's no way that I would ever believe in a million years that you Joe Biden, who spent the last 50-some-odd years suckling off the government teeth and accomplished nothing. Oh, wait. You did accomplish something. You plagiarized your speech when you ran for president in 88, and you told the you passed the 94 crime bill, therefore putting pot dealers in mandatory prison. But I digress. You became vice president because you were just plucked out of obscurity. You're plucked out of obscurity by Barack Hussein Obama. Let me not get started on that clown. Hey, Joe, remember in August of 2021 when you went into Afghanistan and pulled our soldiers out first before the people that have been helping us for the last 20 years? Do you remember watching as those people clung onto the wing for dear life as the airplane was taken off? You remember 5 days later when you were asked about it and you got angry and said that was 5 days ago? Yeah, Joe, that was 5 days ago. And what did that result in? That resulted in 13 of our service members being killed, women being raped and trafficked. How'd you respond to that? When those bodies were brought home and you were standing there, quote unquote, paying your respects, making an appearance, you were checking your watch. Better things to do. What was it, past your nap time? You're a joke. But again, I digress. Let me get back to the State of the Union, or State of Delusion, or State of Confusion address. I will just run down the things that have gone awry since you've started occupying the Oval Office. Gas at record high prices, inflation at a 50-year high, maybe more, record high unemployment, crime at an all-time high, groceries at an all-time high. Need I go on? Sure. Fentanyl is coming over this border, over an open border, thanks to you for stopping construction on the border wall, at record high. So much of it is coming in, it could kill every American citizen in this country twice. Did you hear that? I'm not kidding. That's a real statistic. I'll say it again for the cheap seats. Enough fentanyl is coming over this border to kill every citizen of the United States twice. And that's just the stuff that's being recovered. The drug cartels are trafficking young women and girls. They're getting their drugs over the border. They're getting every single thing that they were told to do, they're doing. We have you on tape, Joe, going, when I become president, surge the border. Well, guess what? That's what they did. That's what they did. And you there and tell the American people that the economy has never been better, that you inherited a mess. I got news, Cupcake. You applied for the goddamn job. If you didn't want to you don't want to inherit a mess, why apply for the job? You can't handle the job. Your vice president can't even handle her job because what she says is just absolute nonsense. She's even more stupid than you are and even more unintelligent than you. Let's put it this way. If either one of you two clowns had to take an IQ test to get your position, you've been bagging groceries at the local supermarket. That's how unintelligent you are and she is. She's your border czar. Has she been to the border? Not at all. She has not been to the border once in over 2 years as vice president, as your borders are. Oh, yeah, and by the way, she hasn't been to Europe either. I'd like to know what goddamn drug she's taken. Because I'd like some. I'd like to know what drug you're taking, Joe. Because I doubt you even believe the words that you're reading off the goddamn teleprompter. Or is that you're so stupid and so corrupt that you just don't care? That Orange Man bad and you're the greater good, right? You're Joe Biden. You're a tough guy. So let me get to the current events that are going on right now because I'm kind of pissed off. Now, I will get to the train derailing in a couple of moments, but I'd really like to say Joe Biden had the opportunity not only to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but to visit Palestine, Ohio during the time of the train derailment that carried toxic chemicals, and the EPA set it on fire instead of, disposing of it properly, therefore leaking into the air and the water supply and even the land. Interesting. Guys walking around in hazmat suits telling people, no, they can come out. The air is perfectly fine. Drink the water. It's perfectly fine. But you're in hazmat suits. Yeah, I'm not going to take your advice. You're walking around in a hazmat suit saying everything's fine. But we weren't allowed to go to the supermarket or anywhere without wearing a mask. Let me go outside. Let me go to the convenience store to pick up milk and bread. But I have to strap a face diaper to my head. You make a lot of sense, moron. He had the opportunity to visit the southern border and to visit the folks in Palestine, Ohio. Did he? Absolutely not. When Pete Buttigieg was questioned about, Mayor Pete, he's an ineffectual idiot who took 9 months off to chest feed for paternity leave. Sweetheart, I'll premise this also. You can't chest feed. You're a dude. Over yourself. 9 months off for paternity leave. Are you kidding me? You had a job to do that you were hired for that you screwed up. What were your comments? Oh, see, I don't know, Pete. This is all the fault of Donald Trump. Let me ask you another question, Einstein. How? How? He's been out of office for 2 years, and you're still blaming Donald Trump. What in the green hell is wrong with you? Can you take responsibility for anything that you've done? You're tearing down this country limb by limb. You're making it worse for the American people. So scared, in fact, that they don't even want to leave their houses. And for the folks in Palestine, Ohio, they're afraid to bathe their children. That's how scared they are. That's insane. That's insane. And the fact of the matter that you didn't even go, that Joe Biden didn't even go, and Pete Buttigieg didn't even show up, it's an atrocity. Where was Joe Biden, you ask? Oh, I'll tell you where he was. Because Joe Biden is a tough guy and a brave old man. He went to Ukraine. You heard me right. He went to Ukraine. Yes, the war we're supporting by proxy, by sending trillions of dollars over to Ukraine. A corrupt government, may I add. One of the most corrupt governments besides Russia and China, who are, by the way, forming an alliance. That's another story. You go over to Ukraine, and not 5 minutes after you make an appearance, after you're going to walk across the quote-unquote battlefield with Zelensky in tow, and the media in tow. Air raid sirens go off. You didn't even look shocked. Secret Service didn't look shocked. The media didn't look shocked. Zelensky didn't look shocked. I'll tell you why, Cupcake. Because that was political theater. You think you could pull the wool over the eyes of the American people and have us believe that you are so brave that there was an air raid. Sirens went off to prove it, right? And you just didn't look scared. You're Mr. Big Tough Lunchbox Joe. You're an idiot. And you screwed the American people yet again. Folks, make no mistake, I'm angry. Because as an American citizen, forget about Democrat or Republican. As an American citizen, the people who have no right to be here that are coming over the border in droves, most of them criminals, most of them not vetted, they're sneaking right over, have more rights than I do, are doing better than you and I. They got $250 a night hotels. They got food being handed to them. They got monthly checks being handed to them. It's outrageous. Far be it for me to say. I guess I would do a lot better if I took a trip and went over the border and then came back in and said, no habla English. But whatever. Yes, I'm angry. And if you're not angry, you're not freaking paying attention. And here's some advice. Here's some free advice. Start paying attention. There's a cold shower of reality, what is happening to this country from the inside out, day after day. And if you don't speak out, you have just become one of them. Speak out and speak up. Back to the whole air raid political theater. I not once believed that Joe Biden, on live television, by the way, was not scared of an air raid. That was an air raid siren. That means a missile's coming. Or some kind of explosive from wherever. And Joe Biden didn't even look scared. Well, maybe he already shit his pants and he was done. And he was going to make a speech about something incoherent that we can't even understand anyway. They're all in on it. This was, by the way, a distraction on the part of the Biden administration because he's so brave. He went over to Ukraine and he was going to make a speech and air raid sirens went off and he's so brave and he's like, give me a break. I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that for a minute, and neither should you. It's outrageous. And if any of you people believe that, you're an idiot. And you have no brains in your head, and you've just been brainwashed by the mainstream media because Joe Biden is so great, and Joe Biden is this, and Joe Biden, there's nothing bad you could say about Joe Biden. He's just such a wonderful man. Yeah, he's such a wonderful man. I got news for you. All a distraction, because remember the top story a couple weeks ago? Joe Biden had some top secret documents, classified documents in multiple locations. Do you hear that story anymore? Nope, not at all. They've moved on. Not to mention the fact that he went into a stiff and of the White House. And he stole these documents. Yeah, that's right. He stole the documents. And he snuck them out of the skiff. And he had them in his possession. He had documents that were dated back to when he was a senator. A long time ago. That was in the 90s, in the early 2000s. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. The difference between this situation and Mar-a-Lago is that Donald Trump, yes, had classified documents, but he's president. The president has the right to declassify top secret documents. What's Biden's excuse? Why did he have these documents? Why did he have lawyers cleaning out an office? I don't know about you, but I don't hire lawyers. When I'm moving, I don't hire lawyers clean out and pack stuff up in a truck and move it to another location. There's a reason he hired lawyers. And if you don't see that, you're blind as a bat and you're a sheep. And you have no business listening to this show. But also, the worst story to come out of this, honestly, is that not only did he have classified documents, but they were not secure. They weren't secure. They were in his garage next to his Porsche. They were in his beach house. There was a residence in Delaware. They were in several locations. That, by the way, his son, another known criminal and crackhead, and among other things, had access to. Matter of fact, a lot of people that were at that house had access to them because they were sitting in his garage, next to his Porsche, out in the open. Donald Trump had a secure room where these documents were, with another padlock on the door and Secret Service guarding them 24/7. How is that the same, CNN? The Constipated News Network? How is that the same, MSLSD? It's not. Mar-a-Lago and the Joe Biden situation are completely different. Not only the fact that they held this information from the American people, again, seems to be a goddamn pattern. Held the information that they found classified documents a few days before the midterm elections, influencing people to vote a certain way. Had they known about this, about these top secret documents, then yeah, maybe it would have swayed their vote. That's my opinion. It's my theory. It certainly proved true in 2020. The fact of the matter is that story is no longer relevant. What we're hearing on the news is Joe Biden is so brave, and he went to Ukraine, and air raid sirens went off, and he's just so brave, and he was whisked away.
Okay.
He stood up to Russia, who was firing missiles over to Ukraine in the middle of a war zone, where Joe Biden, the Secret Service, and Zelensky was, and the media, and none of them looked scared. I don't know about you, but folks, if I heard an air raid siren, I'm running for my life. I'm going to tell you why? Because I'm normal. 9 times out of 10, air raid means you're going to die. Air raid means exactly what it means. No, this clown didn't even look scared. Not at all. Not at all. You expect me to believe that that's not political theater, that wasn't staged? At this point, it's professional wrestling. I'm actually astonished that I'm talking about
a sitting U.S. president that had the audacity to fake something for political theater to try and boost his approval rating. People think he's a big, tough guy and a big, brave man. I got news for you. Jokic has a higher approval rating than Joe Biden.
Now it's getting ridiculous. I will comment on the Chinese spy balloon thing because I know it's a few weeks removed, but to allow a Chinese spy balloon to invade American airspace and threaten our sovereignty, float over and surveil our ICBM silos, our military bases, and gather information for surveillance for 8 days without being addressed is outrageous. That you let this thing float over Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Kentucky, before you shoot it down in South Carolina into the Atlantic Ocean. What was wrong with shooting it down in Alaska? You want to make the excuse that what if it hit a school or a house? You got better chances of it hitting an antelope or a prairie dog. I think there's more cows than people in Montana. You're real tough on China, though. You want to premise that in the State of Delusion address. You're real tough on China. The Chinese spy balloon floats over for 8 days, threatening U.S. sovereignty and our airspace, and you just let it happen. And then, of course, you just go completely ballistic, and the moment the U.S. military sees something floating in the air, you just willy-nilly shoot it down. When it was actually a science experiment weather balloon. That's ridiculous. There is no intelligence in your administration. You're all idiots. You have zero intelligence when it comes to protecting the people of the United States. I hope you're listening loud and clear, folks. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm outspoken. And yes, I have a lot of opinions. And yes, I might get – my temperature may rise from time to time on this show. I want to make sure you hear me. I want to make sure you're paying attention. I want to make sure that you speak out and speak up for the grave injustices that we're facing and going to face in the years to come. Unfortunately, if something doesn't happen and it's not addressed, and not addressed rather quickly, we're all doomed. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Thank you.